That's what you call making a song your own. All right, you know, there is so much at play when it comes to the use of our minds. We're going to explore that some more. And I guess we should say our brains. We're going to be looking some more at memory. But in the meantime, I want to let you know this. Tomorrow, we're going to continue our discussion of communicating from a biblical perspective. And we're going to take a look at the role of emotions when it comes to properly communicating with God. And I want to ask you this. As you think back on your life, as you think back on the lives of maybe babies who you've seen come up, maybe your own baby, maybe grandchildren, have you ever observed them? Do you recall yourself having expressed emotion as you were communicating concerns, distress, what have you? Do you think that there are ways that we can properly include the expression of emotion with whatever it is that we're saying? Or do you think that it is always inappropriate to have emotion be part of the communication mix? We're going to be exploring that tomorrow, so I want you to join me if you can. Right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., 1550 AM, The Voice. And if for whatever reason you cannot reach us, you can't connect with us live on 1550 AM, be sure to go to speakingwith.com and catch us online by clicking on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience. The programs are normally available a little after 3 p.m. each day. And, you know, normally, sometimes a little later than that, but normally, in most cases, a little after 3. But again, because it's there and it stays there and it stays there, even if you don't catch it as soon as it's available, you can catch it at some other time that is convenient for you. And remember that the site is now, has been most of this year, if not all this year, optimized for smartphone use. So it really is convenient. You can listen at your convenience. I really mean that. So, be on the listen out for that. In the meantime, our memories. Have you ever recalled something that, well, according to some people, never really happened? Have you watched any programs on TV or at the movies where they showed someone, illustrated, demonstrated someone having their memory tampered with? Let's hear what Secret.com has to say about this tampering of the memories, tampering with the memories now.
Human memory is unreliable enough as it is, but researchers interested in better understanding how and where our memories are stored are developing new ways to manipulate them. The search for memory engrams, a collection of identifiable neurons that physically represent a memory, has occupied scientists for over 100 years. Turns out memory is a complex process that involves several brain areas. We know that when your brain makes a memory, physical changes and a strengthening of connections between neurons encode the information so that you can remember it. The complete network of these neuronal changes is what we now identify as an engram, or memory. Once scientists learned how and where memory was stored, they wanted to know if they could manipulate it. So, good news for your memory of that painful breakup, teams of researchers have demonstrated that emotionally important memories can actually be removed in mice. It's not full eternal sunshine of the spotless mind for mice, but we're getting there. In one study, researchers eliminated a set of cells in part of the brain's emotional processing center, the amygdala, and were able to erase a specific fear-associated memory of receiving an electric shock. In other studies, scientists were able to use optogenetics to implant a memory of pain and fear into mice by activating an engram of one place when the mouse was actually in another.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. First question, they were able to remove a cell that had the memory of a painful emotional experience. Now that sounds like that can be good. That sounds like that can be not good. One of the things I'm thinking about is, okay, if they're able to remove the memory of a painful experience, how will we learn from some of those painful experiences? Not only that, but will it be easier to make humans more like hubots or humanoids by removing painful memories, cells that carry memories of painful experiences? Possibly the next step being to help us be less emotional, to have fewer emotional experiences, which means possibly fewer emotional connections, which might make us more robotic in our relationships with other humans. So it almost sounds like there's at least a twofold project in place, trying to make artificial intelligence robots more like humans, while at the same time making humans more like robots. Secondly, they're able to implant cells that have memories of events that never occurred. What a great way to manipulate. Take away memories of what actually happened. Implant memories of what did not happen. Cells that have information that can be recalled, even though the incident never really occurred.
First, they created memory of safety by placing a genetically modified mouse in a new cage and letting it enjoy its experience. Then they placed the mouse in another cage and delivered foot shocks that they did not enjoy, while stimulating neurons that formed the memory of the safe cage at the same time. When the mouse was returned to the safe cage, they exhibited a classic freezing response, which is a mouse's way of showing fear. This told researchers that, as they intended, the painful memory of the shock was now incorrectly associated with the previously safe place. New results from experiments with human subjects who had already had electrodes implanted in their brains as a treatment for epilepsy showed that tracking learning efficiency through brainwave monitoring and pairing poor learning predictions with direct electrical stimulation improved memory and recall. This means that the right kind of stimulation could help us remember certain things we would otherwise have forgotten, which could come in handy the next time we need to cram for an exam. Maybe in the future, our ability to manipulate memory will help us remember important information and help us forget painful experiences like those associated with PTSD. But the results of these experiments also calls into question how we know what we know. We use memories all the time to navigate life and make predictions of future outcomes. The idea that memories are not immutable shakes our understanding of our subjective experience. I mean, who will we trust in the future, if not ourselves? 47% of the general population surveyed in a published study believe that once you have experienced an event and formed a memory of it, that memory does not change. After watching this video, do you agree? Let us know in the comments, and don't...
How about you? Do you agree? What do you think about the ethics of it? Should people even be messing with folks' memories? Can we trust the people who know how to manipulate memories to do the right thing and only the right thing when tampering with our memories? Think about it. Till next time.